This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 1-855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now it's gonna be another beautiful day. We've had some great patch of weather here the past few days. Yesterday felt like it was a beach day. We're looking the next couple days actually to be in the 70s. So that's some good weather to be getting outside, finishing up the garden, getting things ready. I know we started to get a few things done out in the yard Friday. So, you know, yesterday was too good of a day. You just had to enjoy that weather. So you don't know when we're going to see that again. You know, saw everybody out there in shorts. It was like it was, June, July, or August again. But it's good to be able to get out there and clean up and finalize some of the garden needs. I'm noticing a lot of my perennials in my yard have been, they got hit by that snow and the cold weather. And so their leaves have started to all turn brown. You know, they got hit by that frost and really can be started to get cleaned up. I know that, we kind of wait for that to happen as we're looking for the temperatures to, do that change. But it's good for us because we'll be able to get out there and clean up. It's not one of those years where it gets cold. You know, we have that snowstorm, gets cold, and then you can't do anything. So we have plenty of time to prepare our gardens for bed, get everything ready for winter. So that is definitely a good thing. So let's enjoy it, but at the same time let's use it for what we need to do for our garden to get ahead for next season. Let's get ahead for the winter that is definitely coming. You never know what the weather's going to be like, because I'll tell you, you look at the way the temperatures have been going, you don't know what's going to happen. I was reading before I got on today, the almanac, they're telling us what could be the farmer's almanac, and it says, it basically says temperatures to hover around or above normal, but they don't know, right? They've been producing a book for years upon years. But who knows how it's going to be. Last year we had a weird winter where there wasn't a lot of snow. this year. Still waiting to see what happens. So definitely be something to be looking at with our gardens and what's going to happen. Again, I've talked about this a million times, but we definitely do need the snow this season. Snow will help us get out of the drought we're in, but it will also help us protect our plants for the winter. So that is something that we do want. We do want to have each and every year. You know, I know a lot of us are just saying, oh, I don't want this snow. I'm done with it. But it is something we need to be looking at. Excuse me, this morning my allergies are kicking up pretty good because of the temperature changes. The back and forth is not a good thing for my allergies. I'm sure everybody else out there feels the same way. You know, it's like I was starting to say, you know, starting to notice a lot of the perennials, a lot of my shrubs getting ready for winter, right? And they are definitely starting to turn brown, starting to change, get, you know, my, I have a few different perennials, right? I have some daylilies. They've basically, all their leaves are laying on the ground, starting to turn. Those can definitely clean them up, cut them back. So basically right to the ground, right? I have some hostas out there. I have tons of different hostas. Hostas, same thing. Cut them right to the ground. You know, then I have some endless summer hydrangea that have just grown and grown the past couple of years. You know, just looking at them, I almost just want to cut them back because they've all turned brown, right? But I'm going to leave them, let them turn into the sticks. It was interesting. I was looking at them yesterday, and where one of them is, the back side of it is up against the foundation, and there's a bright blue flower still. It was protected by the rest of the plant, all the other plant, the leaves and everything had been kind of over it. So it's funny, I have this, you know, brown slash turning black leaves and then one bright blue flower. So, I mean, you're going to see that on a lot of your plants if they're covered in certain areas. But, you know, when you see that with your hydrangea, you don't want to look at it and say, I got to cut this back. You know, an endless summer hydrangea, you could cut back and it won't affect next year's blossoms. But these are things we got to remember now. We don't cut things like that back. You know, your hydrangeas at this point. You let them go, let them be sticks. So, might not look the best, but the future is what's going to be really beneficial for you with that. So, it's just something to be thinking about there. Now, I know we're talking about getting, you know, the garden to bed. A couple things to be thinking about. And we talk about this each and every year. My father used to talk about this all the time because he was really big on this. But getting all of your equipment, getting all of your shovels, your pruners, your rakes and everything cleaned up at this point is a good thing to be doing. Cleaning them up, getting rid of the, you know, the crud that's on it, the mud, the leftover grass, making sure that everything is taken care of and put away properly so it doesn't rust up for you. So next spring, you're ready to go. You know, it's interesting, in his article that we put out a week ago, there's a lot of talk of using WD-40, right? Yeah, he used to love WD-40, I'll tell you. WD-40 was his duct tape. He used to use that on everything. But, you know, that's up to you and how you want to do it. There are other things up there, but he would use it a lot on the different pruners just to get them ready for the winter. Cleaning up your shovels, getting rid of them, cleaning the edges. Wheelbarrows, you know, the spreader for the fertilizer, dollies, you know, hose reels, everything. He would just get everything all cleaned up to get it ready for winter to help prevent the rusting. So definitely it was one of his things that he liked to do. Everybody could have something different, right, to clean up. You know, soap and water, just something to get it ready for the next season so that next year when you go to use those tools, they're ready to go. You know, cleaning the mower, getting the mower cleaned up from underneath, getting rid of some of that so it's ready for the spring, making sure that there's no fuel sitting in it if you're going to leave it, you know, out. But then at the same time, we're looking at getting ready for the next season. Do we get our snow blowers ready? Let's hope so. You know, that's one thing we got to be worrying about going forward. So, you know, it's about getting those things that you have used all season and put away, and then getting ready for that next season. One of those things that my father lived by, and I've heard this from a few people, the end of the season, using Bonide's mouse magic in sheds, garages, basements, those types of things. So this would be the time of year to be looking at that. So that's something to be thinking about. Bonide's mouse magic. Smells good. It's a minty smell, but helps protect your tools, etc. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I was looking over some of the emails, trying to catch up on some emails from a while back, and I saw a pretty good one for this time of year. And it was in regards to asparagus plants. You know, asparagus plants, kind of, what do you do for winter, right? That's a, you know, something that you kind of worry about and say, all right, what can we do? Now, the question I have here is from Gina. She has an asparagus plant that's 3 years old, and she's had people tell her that she should cut it all the way down, cut all the growth to the ground in the fall. She's never done it before, and her plants are doing pretty good and produced some spears this last spring. She can't find any information on fall care and was hoping I could give some advice. So we definitely can help out with that. One of the things with an asparagus plant, you need to, you know, make sure it gets that multiple years to get growing for you and get the best production, right? And so how do we help for the next season? Well, you're probably have seen it at this point, but a lot of it will start to turn brown. The fronds will start to turn brown and fade. And when that happens, that's when you will cut them back to the ground. You'll get them all the way to the ground. But when, you know, you got to make sure they start to turn that brown, because sometimes they'll stay green pretty late. What you're doing with an asparagus is when you cut them down, when they've turned brown, you're basically forcing them into dormancy. You're helping them get to that dormant period that it needs, right? And getting it ready for winter. And one of the things that you'll do is once you've cut them all, usually just to help to protect them in the colder areas, like we're in New England, cover them with a couple inches of mulch or compost or, you know, straw, hay, something along those lines to cover them for the winter. Sometimes we're just protecting them so that we're protecting those plant crowns for next season. We're protecting where that cut was so that it will be safe. So that is something to be doing at this point if you've started to see them turn brown. In the spring, one of the things you want to do is make sure you take off that straw or salt marsh hay or mulch, whatever you've done. And instead of having, the mulch on top of it, add some compost to the soil to help adjust it, to help with the soil and make it a little bit richer for it. Okay, the other thing with the asparagus that has fallen, turned brown, just throw it in the trash. Don't use it in like a compost pile. Sometimes there's like an asparagus beetle. If you've had anything in the area, they can overwinter in stalks that have been cut in like a compost pile, that type of thing. So we don't want to use those in there. But, looking to cut them just down right to ground level. Cover a little bit on the top, like I said, with the compost, manure. You could put leaves, straw, even pine needles if you have a ton of pine needles. It's, whatever you can do to help protect it for the winter. And that's what we're looking to do for asparagus. So hopefully you listen in, Gina, but for anybody else who has some asparagus and was wondering what to do, this would be one thing to be doing this season, this week, right? I'm sure that cold weather that we had last week has done some of the pulled some of those back to normal. So if anybody has any questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show to answer all your gardening questions. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. I can see the, starting to light up out there a little bit. Starting to get ready for the day. It's going to be another warm one, so enjoy it. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden has claimed victory in the 2020 election.
Of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself, but now, let's give each other a chance.
President Trump released a statement. We all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact this election is far from over. None of the states have certified their election results. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. Columbia University researchers have developed a nasal spray that has successfully prevented COVID-19 infection. The lipopeptide prevents the coronavirus from fusing with the targeted cell's membrane by blocking a T protein from adapting a necessary shape. USA Radio News. Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, or SpaceX, has successfully completed its second mission on behalf of U.S. Space Force, deploying a Lockheed Martin GPS-3 satellite into orbit Thursday. The satellite was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, by SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. After separating from the rest of the spacecraft, the rocket's first stage landed safely aboard an unmanned drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. Just under 90 minutes after liftoff, the rocket deployed its payload, placing the satellite into orbit. Facebook on Friday says it has dismantled 7 separate networks of fake accounts and pages on its platform that were active in Iran, Afghanistan, Egypt, Turkey, Morocco, Myanmar, Georgia, and Ukraine due to coordinated inauthentic behavior. Facebook also noted it had removed nearly 8,000 pages involved in deceptive campaigns around the world in October. NASCAR season finale 500 is today. A winner will be crowned starting at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to have a really good day today. I can see it temperature-wise, just in general. We're be able to get out into that garden and clean up. Finish up some things, enjoy our time outside instead of having to stay inside because, you know, we had that snow last week and we were a little worried about it. But we're going to be all right, right? We're going to enjoy ourselves out there. Now, I'm trying to go over some of the email questions that I've had in the past couple weeks. I'm not the best when it comes to email, especially with so much going on in life, right? But there was a question about a week ago saying they were overseeding. They had overseeded their lawn, third mowing, and what should they do about fertilizer? Should they use a starter? Is it too late in the season? Well, we still have time to be putting down a fertilizer for any lawn, but at the same time for a lawn that you've started, because we want to help feed that that lawn for the next season. Our garden does continue to grow during the winter. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem it. You don't see it. You're not seeing green. You're not seeing, you know, new blades of grass. You're not cutting it. But what it's doing is it stays active. The root system is still going. You know, the ground will freeze and it'll slow it down, right? But at the same time, what it does is fertilizing at this point, a winter fertilizer is going to help for next season. We talk about it all the time, working on next season, helping it for next season. And this is definitely one of those things. So if you haven't put a winter fertilizer down, or you put down a fertilizer about 4 to 6 weeks ago, you still have time to be putting this, you know, winterizer down to help with that lawn. You know, a lot of you probably reseeded this fall. Try to fill in some of those gaps, fill in some of those areas that maybe had some weeds, etc. This would be a good way to help protect it for next year. So, we still have time. The ground isn't frozen. And we still have plenty of time. Just looking at the weather, you know, obviously at the end of the week it's going to cool down a bit, get back to some normal temperatures, but it's still unseasonably warm. You know, by the end of the week, you know, it's going to be in the 40s and 50s, but I'm not seeing some of those drastic drops for during the day for a few weeks. So we're still pretty good for right now. So if you have some time to do it, definitely do it. Sorry, everyone. I was going to sneeze there. Didn't want to try and sneeze on air into everybody's ears. Allergies are really getting to me today. It's a little bit worse than the few days. I think it's this temperature change. But anyways, let's get back to what we were talking about with the fertilizer for the lawn. If you have time to do it, the ground isn't frozen at this point. If you haven't done it, definitely do it. It's only going to help for next season. We're helping that root system. We're helping get it winterized, focus where it needs to focus. And it's definitely a good thing. You can use, you know, a synthetic fertilizer. You can use an organic fertilizer. Anything that you would like to do, really up to you. But it is something I would suggest still doing if you, you know, haven't, or if you've done something in the past 4 to 6 weeks. Still can be putting some lime down, you know, either the fast-acting or the regular pelletized lime. You can be putting some pelletized gypsum down. You can be putting, you know, that sulfur from Natural Alternative. You can be putting down Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Any of those things at this point. The ground is still not frozen. You know, we had some cold weather, but it's warmed right back up. I'll take a look here in a little bit at the soil temperatures. I always try to take a look at that during the season. We usually look at it during the spring to kind of just see where we're at to start growing. So that's something to be looking at. Now I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Listen, I was listening to you earlier about hydrangeas and cuttings.
Yep.
What about annabelles? I mean, I think last year I might have made a mistake, but I cut my annabelles to the ground. And then in the spring I had to nurture them, but I had beautiful, bulbs of flowers. In fact, I've cut all of the flowers off all of my hydrangeas, both annabelles and the endless summer. But the other couple questions I'd like to ask, is it too late to fertilize my rhododendrons and hydrangea plants? And can I leave my carrots in the ground over the winter?
Okay. So when it comes to your hydrangeas, we'll start with cutting them back. You can definitely cut back the flowers. You don't want the flowers to sit on over the winter.
Right. All the plants, right.
Yeah, and that can be done with all your hydrangeas, anything that flowers. That's really not a big deal to be doing. With the annabelles, it is a is one of those ones where you could cut it back a bit, remove all the dead and damaged in the fall. Basically, we're looking at this point in time when all the leaves have kind of fallen or they're starting to turn brown.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take off. We always kind of talk about any branches that are rubbing on each other, anything along those lines. The thing about an annabelle is it does bloom on new wood, so the any dormancy type pruning or anything along those lines is not going to affect next year's blossoms. What I would do is kind of selectively get rid of some of the older stalks so that the new plant can really fill out. What it does is
the older wood has kind of, what it does is it doesn't produce as many flowers as the newer, right? So you can definitely start pruning those out a bit. So that's not a problem. The same thing with an endless summer hydrangea. You could be doing that. I just like to leave mine because I'm hoping for it to just get bigger and bigger. So I want to build off of the branching that I already have. You can definitely prune out those now. But again, it's not going to affect it. You can even prune it in the spring, early spring, before like everything starts to warm up and not be frozen. You don't want to go crazy and prune the whole thing back. I'd like to see you just take out some of the older branches, some of the cross branches, the dead branches, things that you'll notice that aren't going to do well for it. So as far as fertilizing, you still can do that. The ground isn't frozen. The ground is still, you can definitely still put a shovel in the ground. Now, I got the soil temperature popped up for my area, but right now the temperature is 47 in the soil, but it's actually the 24-hour average is 55 degrees, which means we can still be planting. That's definitely something to be looking at. So you can definitely still fertilize because the temperatures, the plant will absorb it still. I even, just while we were talking here, I pulled up South Portland, and they're about the same thing, temperature-wise for the soil. So plants will still absorb that fertilizer. Just make sure you do it at half the rate that you would have in the spring. If you're using Hollytone, look at what the package will say, and I believe the package will even say right on there, use half the rate for winter.
Okay.
And you can definitely put that into the soil get that going. And that could be for any of your shrubs, right?
Sure. Okay.
Now, what was your final question? I'm sorry.
No problem. Someone was telling me that they leave their carrots in the ground here in Maine, and I said, that's probably not a good thing to do. What's your opinion?
I mean, I guess you could. But what what are you looking to do from it, right? That's the thing. Maybe are you looking to have some later in the season? Later on in the year, but some of these, just the tops will obviously die. And if the ground freezes, that's what you're trying to do, get them, they're going to be hard to find. It's six of this, half a dozen of another. The thing is, you're going to want to get them out of the ground early spring, like right away. If they start to pop up, they start to regrow their top, and then they start to flower, then they're basically no good for you. So people will leave them in the ground so they can use them later in the season, or in the spring, but that's really the only thing for it.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to you. It's again, to me, I'd just take them out of the ground and start again for the next season. But again, it's six of this, half a dozen of another. It's really, really up to you on how you want to do it.
Okay. And can I squeeze another question into you?
Sure.
Okay. Last spring, I picked up a package of cana bulbs. And
okay.
I think there were two bulbs in the package.
Yep.
And we planted them. And I think both cases I planted just one cana bulb in each pot. Well, I went to get them out for the winter because they're in porcelain pots and we can't leave them outside. One of the plants grew bulbs across the whole pot and I couldn't pull them out. I had to take the high pressure hose and flood them with water. And then I had a whole bulk of what appeared to be, and stems. There was at least 10 to 12 stems, with them.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to learn how the hell do I plant them so I don't have to go? Because I was trying for hours to try to get them out because we can't leave the porcelain pots out during the winter. Mm-hmm. They break. So finally I said, I'm going to take the pressure hose and just flood it with water, and they popped out. But it looked like it went from wall to wall in the pot. And I think if the pot was wider, I probably would have had more bulbs. Is there any magic to growing them things, or things not to do?
Well, so they are meant to get bigger, right? They want to produce more.
Sure.
And, they are... they will actually need to be divided every couple seasons. If you want,
okay.
Bob, hang tight with me while we go to the break. When we get back, we can go into it. There's nobody waiting in the back here, so we can
can
continue the discussion. So hang tight for me. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to his cannas, you know, tomato, right? But, you know, we're just talking about how they got bigger. You can't leave them in the pots over the winter. So, you know, what can we do? What can we do for the future? What can we do this season? So the cannas at this point can actually be divided. If you wanted to get multiple for next season, they actually suggest, for cannas, to cut them back at this point in time, during the fall to get them to produce for next year. So you can have many different ones for next season, in order to, you know, I guess get them to stop producing as much. That's kind of the hard aspect for it. One of the things that it meant was you actually had perfect growing conditions. You had a great season of growing for it. And so it just wanted to keep going. And again, if you had had a bigger pot, it probably would have produced a little bit more. So it's not something that, there's nothing really you could do to make it stop, right? So just something to be thinking about, because they're just going to continue to grow. And they actually say when you're splitting cannas, you are to get rid of all the dirt on them so you can see which ones are the new tubers, which ones are the old tubers. Basically, it says each, you know, what you're looking to do is cut off or break, so you have at least one eye, kind of like a potato tuber. So that's how you would split it, the size of the pot. It's not going to change for what you do in the future. So hopefully that helps you out, Bob.
Okay, fine. That's I got my work cut out for me, because I figured that there's at least 5 to 7 small, I call them colonies,
yep,
of made up of two stems and bulbs all around it. And as I say, I had to use water pressure to get them out of the pot. So now I have to leave them outside to dry and take the dirt off of them. And so today will be another warm day. In fact, the rest of the week looks warm enough to put them out there, and hopefully I'll be able to put them away next weekend. So
yeah,
okay,
definitely, because this is a perfect time to be doing it.
Sure is. Okay, thank you very much, Patrick. You have a great week. Good talking to you.
You too, sir. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
We got Nishan and Hookset, New Hampshire.
Nishan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I have a greenhouse, and I cannot maintain full heat in the winter. I read that I can heat the underside of my planters and keep the roots warm, and that would take care of it.
You definitely can take care of it, right, by putting straw, salt marsh hay, even some mulch, something to keep the root system the same temperature during the winter so that it will not go with that freeze-thaw effect. You definitely
can. Temperature does not drop naturally below 50 degrees in the greenhouse.
Okay.
But doesn't go up to 75 with the heating system that I have. So if I can keep the roots warm, I am being told that that would take care of the greenhouse.
Yeah, I definitely do agree with that. It definitely is something that if you by doing this, you're just taking care of that root system. So if you do get that time, then it does freeze. But it's insulating those roots and making them, stay at that consistent temperature, kind of how we would have it during the summer. With the temperatures going, can get up to 75 and then drop down to 50 and back and forth, it can affect it, long term. So there's definitely ways to do it if you wanted to. Now, if you have another question with us, we're going to head to a break here. So if you want, you can hang tight. If not, hopefully we helped you out. We're going to take that break right now. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.